Hi there, and welcome to another football podcast with myself, Azad. And of course, we have Jack with us, our football expert, right? Always giving our opinions.
Wow, said no one ever.
Always giving our great opinions on football matters. And today we're going to be speaking about what we think is our best football stadium, what we think is the best football stadium in the world and the worst football stadium in the world. And we're going to revisit this topic. So this is just a part one. You could just say this is just an introduction to the topic, right?
Yeah, we kind of, we discuss football for this podcast, and we talk on a, you know, personal level away from these recordings. And we get to see in person and on TV some of the most fantastically interesting stadia. You know, each, I do think, regardless, each one has their own personality, even the ones we don't like, that it's hard for two to be the same. Even with something which is criticized, like the West Ham Stadium, I quite like it. I wouldn't like to go as a fan, but I quite like going to West Ham. I like the sort of sterility of it, which is kind of weird. But I think it's kind of a nice discussion point where we can pick out our favourites and the ones that we don't like either. So, yes, it's just an ongoing discussion point where we can highlight to you guys which stadium we can recommend and say, this is why we like it, and one where we can go, this is why I don't like it.
Yeah. So disclaimer, I haven't been to many stadiums. I've been to the West Ham Stadium that Jack has mentioned, the London Stadium. They used to be at Upton Park. They moved to the Olympic Stadium. And I've been to the Emirates a couple of times as well. But compared to Jack, I haven't been to many stadiums. Honestly, it's a very interesting atmosphere. I'm not a big fan of the atmosphere going there and the temperatures and all the things that you have to deal with. But I know Jack does like going to the stadium to watch the matches as well, yeah?
Yeah, not as much as some people, but if I have the opportunity, I would say I've been to a good handful. Here in England, people actually make it their objective to try and get round to all of the grounds across the leagues. And, you know, people tick it off and it's kind of like a life goal. Yeah. I'm not really interested in that, but if I have the opportunity to go and see, like this weekend, I actually went to Bolton. I don't know whether I told you. I said,
did you? Okay, that's interesting.
And I know, I was back home in Manchester and I got invited to Bolton, an awful 0-0 draw. But I can then go, the buffet room is nice. The toilet's a bit better than this stadium.
Okay. You know, so comparing, yeah.
The seats are quite comfy. Yeah, so it's just little things like that. Which
I just thought the seats were the same everywhere, but I haven't, like I said, I haven't had that experience. Like, yeah, I just thought it was the same kind of plasticky seats that you get everywhere.
Well, I was sort of in a box this time. Oh, a box at Bolton isn't the most glamorous
thing. Very nice. Got networks, got some links of it.
It's living the high life. With the Bolton hierarchy, yeah.
Lovely. We need to get onto the topic today, mate.
We do. And by the way, Bolton Wanderers, which is called the Tough Sheet Stadium.
Okay.
It doesn't appear in, I don't think, either of our lists.
No, I don't think
it appears in your stuff.
I kind of forgot about the team, to be honest, since they left the Premier League. But fair enough.
They're in League One.
They're in League One now. Okay, fair enough. So, so we'll start with you. What's your best stadium that you've chosen for today?
Okay, well, I'm going to start from the top. And as we said, we're going to revisit this. So I may as well go all out and say that still for me, one of the best stadiums is Old Trafford. It's Manchester United's home. It's iconic.
Okay.
Yes, we get criticised about leaky roofs and cruddy food and the sparseness of activities around the stadium, you know, compared to other ones now where they become like Disneyland, basically, in terms of getting people there. But in terms of architecture, I think it was designed by a famous architect called Archibald Leach. I'll have to check this. I should have checked it before. But he designed a whole host of grounds. Like, I think he designed the Ibrox and Aston Villa's stadium. And he's got his, like, fingerprints all over the UK. And there is debate whether we're going to knock down Old Trafford, I think that is going to happen with the plans for redevelopment. But I love Old Trafford. I loved living near it. I loved seeing people from around the world flock to it. And so many happy memories there. And I've taken mates who aren't Manchester United fans, who support smaller teams, and they're still blown away. Yes, there are issues with, you know, the renovation, but they're still blown away when they go and see a game. And I really like seeing my friends' reactions. And hopefully, as I've said to you, I'll get to take you one day, just not to an Arsenal Man United game in our current situations.
Sitting next to each other and I'm supporting them and you're not.
I'm crying, you're cheering.
Silently, so I don't get beaten up by the people around me. Yeah, that would be really interesting. Thank you for the offer. The one that I've chosen, interesting choice, right? I wasn't surprised, but interesting choice. I haven't chosen the Emirates Stadium, to be honest. I have been there a couple of times, like I mentioned.
No, why would you?
Come on. It's a great stadium. It is a great stadium. But for me, I have to be unbiased, unlike some people, and speak about Santiago Bernabeu. Right.
Wow.
And this is a very modern stadium. They've really upgraded it recently. They've got this really cool TV screen that goes all around the stadium. So, you know, in most stadiums, pretty much every single stadium, they have like these massive TVs where you can see the replays and all this kind of stuff. But here they just got one big fat one around the whole stadium. I think that's really cool. I've never been there before, but I would love to go. Yeah.
This is Real Madrid's home stadium, right?
Correct.
And yes, they've built, you know, they've done these renovations, these improvements on the existing site, which is iconic, you know. I've not been since the have done it up, but I did go a few years ago. And yeah, I was impressed with, it is right in the heart of Madrid.
Really?
And you get this real, you know, sense of it being a communal hotspot. You know, you see people eating, smoking, drinking around the grounds, but preparing to enter this kind of colossus, this colossal monument, which is so iconic. So it's a great shout. And we've picked like the two biggest clubs in the world without conferring, really.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think it is testament. And right now, you would have to say Bernabeu is obviously the better stadium in the investment that's been made. But I just want to give a shout out to the heritage and iconography of Old Trafford.
Okay, fair enough. No, it's a good choice. I do like that choice. I'm going to move on to my worst because we're running out of time. The worst stadium, and we've mentioned this the stadium a couple of times, actually. I think it is the West Ham Stadium, the London Stadium, right? I remember when they moved there from Upton Park, the fans, very funnily, they said, or the commentators, they funnily said, okay, it's a great stadium. I wish they would let the fans in. Right. And the point is, the reason why is because the fans are so far away from the actual pitch.
Yes. It's a converted athletics stadium,
exactly.
Isn't it? It was used for the Olympics in 2012.
Exactly. It was the Olympic stadium, yeah, in 2012. So they had to change this into something else. So it became a football stadium. So I think it's the worst because it's just so far away from the actual. The facilities are great, as you can imagine. It's a new stadium or newish stadium. But yeah, just. I wasn't so comfortable when I went there.
No, I can completely understand your choice. I've spoken to West Ham fans who are still quite upset about the move. I only went to Upton Park once and it was for a youth game. And you get a real sense of, just looking back, what the London Stadium is missing. Again, that sort of, you know, part of the community, you're right there next to the ground, right next to the pitch, you're part of it. I don't think West Ham fans ever feel like being part of the game. They're almost just observers. Yep. They never, which...
Spectators, just
of
watching
course,
from afar.
You're always a spectator. You have no influence, or you have the tiniest marginal influence.
Tiniest influence, yeah. Maybe that's what's the problem with their form. The form's dipped so much since they've moved to the stadium. They haven't been relegated.
They've not been relegated, but they have had some up and down seasons for sure. But I don't think they've ever established a connection with the ground.
And your worst stadium?
Similarly, it was a former Athletic Stadium. It was used for the 2002 Commonwealth Games in Manchester. And I'm just going to give a shout out to Manchester City's Etihad Stadium.
Okay.
This is me being biased completely.
That's why this is part one.
This is part one, across the road. And I'm not even going to attack Manchester City. You know how much I don't like them. But again, it just feels kind of synthetic, kind of constructed. Everything is very Dubai, and you really don't get any sense of history or heritage there. I know they implement things like please, if anyone wants to Google Manchester City statues, they are terrible.
Really?
They are so poor. I think they've got one for Company.
I need to do that myself.
Yeah, please. They've got one for Company, yeah. David Silva and Aguero. All amazing players. Nothing but their statues are just woeful.
Really?
Oh my God. I've been a few times to the Etihad. And sorry, Manchester City fans, attack me all you want. Yes, call me bitter. Something doesn't sit right. When I've been to like Stamford Bridge, and they have been...
That's a good shout as well.
Yeah, it's
terrible.
The atmosphere at Stamford Bridge is woeful.
Really?
I keep using that word woeful. I need to expand my vocabulary, but...
no problem. I think we get the meaning from the word woeful. It just sounds bad.
But hopefully in the rest of the series, when we'll come back to this topic, you will see what I'm comparing Manchester City's ground to and what you're comparing West Ham's ground to and what others offer. Yeah.
Okay. So we have Old Trafford, the Theatre of Dreams, Santiago Bernabeu as our favourite, our best, West Ham Stadium, which is the London Stadium, and we have the Etihad Stadium, which is Manchester City's stadium.
So that's the start of our best and worst lists. And please feel free to disagree, City fans. I hope I've not offended you, but I don't care.
Anyway, let us know what you think. What's your favourite stadiums? What do you recommend, actually? Which stadiums do you recommend us go to? Have you been to any? Would you like to go to any? What's on your bucket list of stadiums? Let us know. Check out the content below, and we'll see you guys soon. Goodbye.